So, need some time off from work to watch the World Cup? If you're in China, no problem. Online stores can provide fake doctor's notes, even extensive falsified medical records to get you those days of sick leave so you can enjoy your favorite teams. For more on this story, we turn to NPR's Frank Langfitt in Shanghai. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
How does this service work exactly?
Well, the problem in China is we're 11 hours ahead of Rio, so the matches that open, the daily openers, are going to be around midnight. So if you watch them, you're going to be exhausted watching all through the night and then have to go to work. So some online stores on Taobao, and that's the eBay of China, they're offering doctor's notes. And one company that we contacted, they offer a signed sick note with a real doctor's name and then an extensive diagnosis from any hospital in Shanghai. So, naturally, I ordered one.
Well, naturally. And how hard was it to get?
Easy. Super easy. We ordered it yesterday afternoon, and it was couriered to the office this morning. And for $33, I got a diagnosis that said I was suffering from gastroenteritis and needed about 4 to 5 days off. Now, the best part is my diagnosis is actually dated for this coming Sunday, so I could get all next week off to watch the World Cup. Now, this company has all kinds of fake medical documents. For $15, you can get a death certificate or surgery records. And for $50, you could get blood tests, urine tests, CT scan, ultrasound, and get them to say whatever you want.
And do they really look authentic?
Well, you know, the hospital stamp on mine looked quite good, but the letterhead looked really cheap, like it came off a desktop printer. So I went to the hospital to ask some of the nurses there if it was real, and here's how they reacted. Okay, so the nurses are saying right now that they don't have any documents like this, and they called the doctor who was supposed to have signed it, a doctor who was off duty at the time, and she, of course, said she'd never seen me and she'd never signed anything, and the nurses looked at the signature and they said it was a total forgery.
Are all these sick notes so obviously fakes?
No, they're not. Actually, some of them are really good. I've seen some that look like they're actually exactly from the hospitals. I'll give you an example. My office mate from the BBC, he bought one yesterday, and it looks a lot more authentic than mine. And he paid about half of what I did, so I feel like I was kind of ripped off.
Yeah, sounds like. Okay, Frank, any idea how popular this really is for people trying to get out of work?
Well, I don't think there's any way to actually know, but we called our supplier today about our order, and he said he had so many orders yesterday he couldn't even remember that he'd sent anything to us. So obviously he was doing big business.
Well, this sounds like a natural for some sort of crackdown, although is that happening?
Well, you know, these stores are on Taobao, which, as I was mentioning, it is the eBay of China. It's owned by Alibaba. It's the biggest e-commerce company here. And so Taobao's been blocking search terms to keep people from getting to some of these stores. But, you know, if you tweak the search words, you can still find what you need.
Well, Frank, hope your gastroenteritis clears up soon. Obviously not before the first few days of the World Cup. But anyway, I hope you're feeling better.
Well, thank you very much. Although, according to my medical records, Sunday's going to be a very bad day.
NPR's Frank Langfitt speaking to us from Shanghai. Thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Renee.